Okay, we are now recording, and just for those of you who are listening to this message from the internet, we're going to change our format slightly and make it less a sermon style and more of a Bible study kind of style so that there's questions, and we'll try to repeat the questions that come from people listening because we're not sure that our mic will pick it up. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 10 and pick up our study. Our study today is Matthew chapter 10, verses 24 through 42. And our theme last week, as we got into this next section, which I'll explain in more detail here in a minute, our theme was those for whom all good things must come to an end. And the theme of that was that those who became the disciples and those who were the apostles, in order to do that, they had to leave everything. And the things that they left really weren't bad. They were good things. They were making a living. They were fishermen, which is always a good thing. But they were working for their father. They were heading off toward a business of some kind. Matthew was a tax collector, which in that circle in those times probably wasn't the best reputation to have. But all in all, everybody who left everything to follow Jesus were good people doing good things. And Jesus called them to a higher calling in which they had to leave the good things in order to get the better things, which was being an intimate follower of Jesus. Now, we introduced that by just bringing you up to a general outline of Matthew itself, part one. Matthew presents the origins of the Messiah. He really begins by declaring that Jesus is the Messiah, Jesus the Christ. And he gives the origins. He gives the genealogical origins. He gives the origins from his birth and putting it in the context of history. And he makes a big point in chapter 1, verse 1 through 4:22 to make a clarification of the difference between John the Baptist and Jesus, because there were many, many people, especially some of the close disciples of John the Baptist, who really believed he was the Messiah and that he was the one that was going to restore the kingdom to Israel. And that sect actually existed for all through the first century. So there were those who believed that John the Baptist was the Messiah and would come back from the dead after he was beheaded by Herod. So Matthew makes a very important point of distinguishing between Jesus and John the Baptist and makes it very clear that John the Baptist himself said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world," that Jesus would be the Messiah. The second part of Matthew's Gospel is from 4:23 to 9:35, where basically he introduces the teachings and miracles of Christ, or the Messiah.